Bienvenidos todos ustedes a un capítulo más de International Talk Time with American Schoolway. Y el día de hoy nuevamente nos acompaña un invitado de los Estados Unidos. Y aquí en este momento van algunos apuntes para que ustedes reconozcan lo que nos dijo nuestro embajador y al final de este capítulo puedan reconocer que también estuvo su inglés. ¿Cómo se dice fiar en inglés? ¿Existe esta expresión? ¿Qué piensan las personas extranjeras que vienen a Colombia cuando encuentran en las tiendas un letrero que dice hoy no se fía, mañana sí? ¿Qué piensan las personas extranjeras de las ventas ambulantes en Colombia? ¿Del ruido, los espacios, la radio, los anuncios? Y al final de este capítulo, ¿cuál es la clave para aprender inglés? ¿Cuál es la clave para aprender una lengua extranjera? Bienvenidos. Welcome to the International Talk Time with American Schoolway. Since this moment, this is going to be just in English. Enjoy it.
Hi, and welcome to another session of American Schoolway podcast. My name is Camilo, and today we have a special guest from the U.S. And well, I'm introducing you, Damon Troy. Hi, how's it going?
Hi, nice to meet you.
So, well, please introduce yourself too.
Hi, everyone. My name is Damon Troy, and I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota in the United States. And I am a sociocultural ambassador at American Schoolway, Plaza de las Americas.
Right. Well, so just before to start with this, have you ever seen this message in some stores that says, no se fía, no insiste? What do you think about this?
Well, I've talked to some of the business owners in my neighborhood about it because it's a little curious for me because I ask them, like, do people really try to do that? Because what it basically means is you cannot come into my store and ask me for the product and promise me to pay you later. I have to trust you to pay me later. You're not allowed to do that. And the store owners say to me that basically some people in the neighborhood will try to do that, even though the majority of businesses won't accept it. Maybe if they have a good relationship and they've been working together for a long time as customer and business owner, they might allow it. But most of the businesses say no. And I don't know if there's an exact translation for it in the States, but like I said, it's basically promising to pay someone later for a product now. But I mean, we don't do that in the States usually. And we don't have signs like that say you can't do that because everyone just knows that it's not allowed. The only thing that is allowed basically, or the closest thing that I've seen to that in the States is you can have next to the cash register in some small businesses a little tray with pennies. It's called a penny tray.
Okay.
And there'll be a sign right next to it that says, leave a penny, take a penny. If you have a product that is like $1.95 and the sales tax, with the sales tax, the product is $1.96, for example, all you have is $1.95 on you. You just take one penny and that's it. But that's the closest thing to like giving something for free, you know, or like paying for something later because we just don't do the promise.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, to see this very first person that people from the United States and from other countries, when they come here, they say, no se fía, no insiste. That means that they used to do it. Seriously. And well, actually, I remember when I was like 10 or 11 years old, I entered to this place at the shops to buy something. And this guy had a notebook with the names of the people and the money they owe. Right? And well, it's like trust. It's about trust. But what do you think about this?
Well, when I was having the conversation with the business owners, they kind of laughed about it because they said that if they ever do try to do this, like trust someone and give them the product with the agreement to pay later, the customer never returns. So it's kind of funny. So that's why they don't do it, because if they do that, it's pretty much guaranteed that the customer will never be back. They just never follow through on fulfilling the promise of paying it back. So that's why we don't do it in the States, I think, because you just either have the money or you don't have the money. And the only thing you might find in some businesses is the penny trade. People here are a little bit more negotiable. Like I've gone to vendors on the street that sell snacks. And for example, if the price of the snack is 1,500 pesos and I have like 1,450, I might say, is this okay? And sometimes they say yes. So they're a little bit flexible with prices. But usually in the States, this is the price. That's it. And if you have money, it's yours. If you don't have...
That's true. And that's why most people refrain from doing something like this, like fiat stuff, right? But have you seen some of the even more crazy...
Something what?
Out of the common things in Japan. Well, there's like a place outside with a lot of things to sell or stuff. And there's like a pot. And you just buy something, put the money, and you just go. So
okay. Well, outside the branch where I work at Plaza de las Americas, every day certain businesses come to the sidewalk to sell. And they're always in the same place at the same time. I noticed this because, first of all, in the cities that I've been to and lived in the States, there aren't as many sidewalk sales on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these people, that I've been working at Plaza de las Americas for some years, and those same people have been there all this time. And so I've gotten to talking with one of them that works out there, and their business is on the sidewalk around the mall, Plaza de las Americas. And I asked her once, if someone tomorrow morning has their business where you usually have it, what happens? And she explained to me it doesn't work that way. For example, the person that runs Plaza de las Americas gives the people on the sidewalk permission to put their business where it is. They have to have a special permission for that. An authorization, shall we say. It's not just like anyone shows up any day, it just does it. There are certain people at a certain place at a certain time there. And it's kind of like it sounded like a spoken agreement. And it wouldn't work that way in the places of the States that I lived at because people just don't work that way. I've seen a little bit like in New York City, maybe New Orleans, Louisiana, but like the majority of the cities, people don't just put their business on the sidewalk and make some agreement with the person that owns the building next to that sidewalk, which is what happens with the Mall Plaza Las Americas. And if someone comes and doesn't have permission from the Mall Plaza de Las Americas, then they'll be removed. So that's why I said, well, what would you do if somebody was here tomorrow? Because I always notice that no one else ever shows up and tries to put their business. It's always the same people.
That's true. So, I mean, how was this very first impression once you saw this situation?
Well, I just watch a little bit every day how people do things. And I just, like I said, I've seen the same people selling out there in the same place for the years that I've worked there. And I remember some of them because of how they sell, because like there's a man, maybe his mother, a woman and a man that are outside. They're always selling sunglasses. They're always showing gafas, 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 gafas. And I remember her because I would always hear just gafas, gafas, gafas. And just so that's stuck with me. And that's how they always invite people and sell. The shouting, or kind of like what they call here, like the pregonero, the people that make recordings, or they just shout it. Some people will push their cards, or some people will have recordings, and they just record their products. And it says, you know, like, paparica, paparica, para alimentar toda la familia, something like that. And they have those special recordings, and people where I've lived and where I've been don't usually do it that way. So there is a certain style and a strategy to how they sell. And I noticed that living here with businesses on the sidewalks. They're always in the same place. They sell a certain way. And Halloween was a couple days ago, and there was a woman very enthusiastically showing, I need ghosts, Bendu ghosts, you know, just the wigs, and for the Halloween business. And it's an art, because basically they don't just say pelucas, pelucas, pelucas. And I point that out to my English students because that's part of the fluency, teaching tone and intonation to people. People are not going to speak just like neutral and kind of robotic or mechanical. They use a certain tone and a certain intonation to attract people, because they want people to try their products. Just like I point out to them, like on the radio stations here, I will hear every 30 seconds, like Tropicana, you know, something like that, or Olympica, you know, turn it on, turn it up, something like that. And I ask them, why are they talking like that? Why don't they say Olympica, Olympica? And to make them think about it and say, because they want to send a certain message. And that tone, that intonation helps them communicate a certain message. Without that, it's more difficult for people to understand them, or even, you know, to get those people's attention.
This is another way to show students how exposure is the key to learn English. Well, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you so much, Damien Troy. It was absolutely fascinating to have this talk to you. Do you have anything else to say to the people? A recommendation?
Please come to Colombia and try listening to this. It's really beautiful. Some of the things that I hear on the streets, how people sell, there is an art and a style and a tradition to it. And I think you'll see something that maybe you haven't seen before.
Thank you so much. Thank you to be here. So see you soon in another session of Merton School Way podcast. See you soon.